So what bracha do you make on chicken soup that's cooked with vegetables, but you don't eat the vegetables? So the Gemara in Bracha says, Maya desilka kisilka. Water, what's cooked with vegetables, takes the bracha of the vegetable itself. In other words, ha'adama. The problem is that there's another Gemara in Brachos which says, Duvsha de tamri, which is like the honey or the liquid that comes out of a date, is shakol, because the way Rashi explains, because it's zeya ba'alma. It's just, you know, sweat. It's not actually part of the fruit, and therefore it's only shakol. The Ritva says, well, how do we reconcile these two Gemaras? Well, it's very simple. These Gemaras are not in contradiction at all. All the Gemara, the first Gemara says, Mai de silka kisilka, means water is a vegetable is ha'adama, when it's actually eaten with the vegetable. We're not talking about a case where you just drink the broth or eat the broth by itself. If you eat broth with the vegetable, you don't have to make two brachas, you just make ha'adama because you're eating the vegetable and that's the main thing. Tosus, on the other hand, says, no, these Gemaras are in contradiction. Really, you make ha'adama if you just drink the water that's cooked with the vegetables. But how do you deal with the second Gemara of Duvsha Tamri? He says, Yeshu Chalak. There must be some difference within the case. Okay, we'll get to what those differences are in a moment. The Shulchan Aruch passes like Tosos that says that water that's cooked with a vegetable, even if you just eat the water itself, the broth itself, that is a ha'adama. Now, there are five conditions brought down in the Sefer Seder HaBrachos when you make a hadama simply by eating broth of the soup which was cooked with vegetables. Number one, it has to be normal for the vegetables to be cooked. Now, what does that mean? That means it gets that back to our tosos. How do you reconcile these two Gemaras? One Gemara seems to say that the sweat of a date is shahakol, and one says that cooked liquids was cooked with a vegetable is ha'adama. So the Rush says, well, it depends. One is by cooking. So by cooking, some of the fruit or the vegetable enters into the water, so that's why it's ha'adama. As opposed to the other case, where it's just a liquid that comes out of a date, it's only shahakol. The Rashba answers a different distinction. He says there's a difference between a fruit and a vegetable. By a vegetable, it's darko bakach. It's normal for it to be cooked this way, and therefore it is ha'adama. We are machmir for both opinions, and therefore you certainly need daiton vahachi. It needs to be that it's the normal way, and most vegetables, the normal way is to cook them. In fact, Igros Moshe says you don't actually need the majority of vegetables to be grown for cooking. You just simply need it that many of them are harvested. It's normal to harvest vegetables for cooking, which is the case, and therefore criterion number one is usually satisfied. If you have a soup and there's a vegetable in it, and the vegetable is a type of vegetable, which most vegetables are, where it's normal to cook with them, normal for them to be cooked, even if they're not mostly harvested for cooking, since it's normal to be harvested, it's normal for it to cook with them, and therefore any liquid would be a hadama. Criterion number two is it must be cooked for the vegetables and the broth. This stems from a Rush. The Rush writes that Kaven de Iker Bishuam Bishvila Irakos, Hilka Kaven Shinasno Irakos, Tam Ben Holkan Acharatam. He says that it must be cooked for the vegetable itself. In other words, you're cooking the carrot in the soup for the carrot. The Rambam, on the other hand, writes that it's Vuhusha Shulkan Wishtos Mimeim. It has to be cooked for the water. Now, the Aruch Shulkan says that means just for the water. Sefer Seder HaBracha seems to say it's also for the water. But the point is, Mishnah Berurah Paskins, both like the Rush and the Rambam, that you really need to cook this vegetable in the soup, both so that you have a soft vegetable and to eat the broth. But if that's the case, you're eating the broth and you cooked it for the broth and for the vegetable as well, though, you would, if you just eat the broth, it would be a ha'adama. Criterion number three to make it ha'adama still is that it must have a strong vegetable taste. The Mishnah Berurah says it must have a vegetable, a margish tam of the vegetable, and therefore, if it has a vegetable taste, then it will be ha'adama. Fourth criteria is it can't be cooked with meat. If you cook chicken in this actual soup or meat, then all of a sudden it changes the nature of this, and therefore it becomes the ikar tam is the meat, and therefore it becomes a shahakal. Now, the Sefer Seder HaBrachos points out that if the ikar tam is the vegetable, in other words, it's very vegetable-y and there's only a small piece of chicken in it, then it's possible that it'd still be ha'adama. But for the most part, if there's chicken cooked with it, it becomes a shahakal. And the fifth criteria to make it ha'adama is it must be eaten as food as opposed to drink. This is what the Magen Avraham writes, citing a Mordechai, that it has to be that it's Mashke Yotzmenu Ikro with Tabo Kai, Choshev Michael Kamakotim. It has to be that this soup is a food that's either a dip or something like that, but it's not an actual liquid. Let me say, it's not an actual drink. Now, practically speaking, Rev Bodner paskins that soups cooked with vegetables are hadam if they have these conditions. He doesn't. He also adds though that instant soups are shako, even though they're made from dehydrated vegetables, because the fact that they're just instant, these instant soups, they're not really, the vegetable is not the main part, and therefore those would be shahakal.